Okay, Rabbi. So today's daf is Brachos daf Mem Aleph. We're on the bottom of Mem Omid Beis. The Mishnah had said, listed a bunch of things that you say Shehakol on, and one of those things was Novlos. And the Gemara says, my Novlos. I'm about 10 lines up at the two dots. So what are these Novlos that you would say Shehakol on? So Rabbi Zerah, Rabbi Eloy, Rabbi Machlokas, Chad Omar Bushle Kamra, Buchad Amra Amar Tamre Dezeka. One says Bushli Kamra, which basically means sun-scorched dates. Basically, they've just been totally destroyed by the heat. That's what Rashi says. And Tamre Dezeka is, Rashi writes, that the wind has knocked them off the tree. So that's like wind-swept dates. So it's time we learned in the Mishnah. Wait a second. How could you tell me? Well, we're going to ask a question from our Mishnah. The thing that we say right afterwards, after he gives those three examples, is right, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol shehu min klala ein mavarchan alav. Anything that is a curse, that comes because of a curse, you don't make a bracha, implying that the three things that we mentioned, what was that, Coach? Going back to the Mishnah, chometz, novlos, and govai. So chometz is vinegar, that's wine that's gone bad. Govai are locusts, right? That's a plague. So what about novlos? Novlos, that implies that novlos is something bad. So bishlam alamandam or bushli kamra, if you could tell me there, according to the sun-scorched dates. So hani dekari lemin klala, that's why it's a curse, right? Because the sun has basically burned them out. Right, that's obviously something that doesn't normally happen. That's bad. El madamar tamri dezeka. But if you tell me they just got wind swept off the tree, so my min klala, what kind of curse is that? Right, sometimes the wind comes and knocks a date off the tree. The date is still there, still exists. May not be fully ripe, but that doesn't seem like a klala. So the Gemara says you're right. Ashara Rabbi Yehuda was really talking about the other two. Wasn't talking according to that madamar, who says that they're wind swept dates. Rabbi Yehuda was not talking about that. Ike de amri. Another way of understanding it, another way that they said over the question, or the Bishlama, I understand the Mandamar Bushle Kamra, if you tell me that these dates are sun-scorched dates, Haino de Mavarchin Alayu Shehakol, that's why the Mishnah says that you make a Shehakol, because they've lost their status as a date, right? They're no longer a fruit. Elamandar Tamri Dezeka, but according to the guy who says that they just got blown off the tree, Shehakol, why would you say Shehakol? Bari Pira Eitz Miboyele Levruche. You should say Ha'eitz, because they're still dates. So Gemara says, you're right. Elabin Novlos Stoma. Regular, when the Mishnah just says Novlos by itself, like in our Mishnah, Kule Amalo Pligi de Bushli Kamra Ninhu, that's for sure talking about sun-scorched dates. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says that it's a min klala. You don't make a shahaka, you don't make a bracha, etc. That's our Mishnah. So that's why there's sun scorched dates in our Mishnah. But kipligi, what's the machlokas? That's benovlos tamra. That's when the Mishnah calls it novlos tamra, novlos of dates. So what is that? What Mishnah is that? So that's a Mishnah in Demai. Demai is, as you're probably familiar, is a din derabanan that once the Amei Haaretz were not taking Trumas and Maestros, so they were choshe, they were concerned that they were not taking Trumas and Maestros, right? Which Tevel is a kares, right? Very not so pashut, not so good, right? So once they were concerned that the Amei Haaretz were not taking Trumas and Maestros, but really keeping the whole crop for themselves, so anything that's demai, so that is suffik whether Trumas and Maestros were taken. And Chazal were metakein that you have to take it yourself once you buy fruit from these people. However, there was some produce that were makel by, some produce that is not worth enough. Right? You don't have a chashash that they're going to steal it or to keep the produce for themselves because it's not as valuable. So that's what the Mishnah says. Hakalin sheva demai, the things that are mekel, the things that are, were not choshesh by demai, by a suffik, whether they were taken trumas and maestros, are the following crops, the following fruit items. The Mishnah is going to define each one, right? Or the Gemara is going to define each one, even though the translations are not things that I necessarily understand. But anyway, hashisin and rimin and ozrodin and brosuach. Shikma, Gufanin, Nitzva, and finally what's Shaykh for us, Novlos Tamra. This Novlos Tamra that we're trying to define, that we have a machlokas about what they are. So first the Gemara goes through all the other ones. Shisin, what's that? Amar Rucharam Be'ochanan, Min Te'inim, that's a type of fig. Rimin is candy, which is not candy. It's definitely a type of produce, but I'm not sure what it is. Hauzradin is Tulshi. Again, not sure what Tulshi is. Okay, Brashuach, that's Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that's Te'ene Chiyura. That's Chiyurta, that's white figs. Okay? Benos Shikma, what's that? Amar Rechan, Rav Yochanan, Duvli. That is caperberry? Is that this one? No, I think that's a different type of figs. I think that's later on, caperberries. Gufnin is Shili Gufane. So that's, Rashi writes, Anavim Stavnios, which is fall time grapes, I guess that translates as. I'm not sure what exactly that is. Okay, Nitzva is Pircha. Okay, I think this one is, I think that Pircha, I think, is the caperberry of the caper bush. And finally, Noblos Tamra, that's the Machokas Rabbi Lover, Rabbi Zerichad, Amar Bush the Kamra, Vachad, Amar Tamre Dezeka. Now the Gemara says again, Bishlama, I understand Lamad Amar Bush the Kamra, according to the guy who says that it's sun scorched dates, Hainad the Katani Hakal and Shebe Demai. That's why we're talking about the things that were makel by demai, and the Gemara darshens out. Sfeik on who the potter, right? If you have a suffix, whether they took off trumas maestras, then they're potter. But havada in chayiv. But if you know for a fact that these things did not have trumas maestras taken from them, so certainly, you're going to have to take off your own trumas maestras because trumas maestras. Elo the manda amar tamri dezig. Again, this according to this understanding, we assume that some scorched dates do have a taurus pri. They are considered a pre, right? Before we said that the sun-scorched dates are bechlal, not ha'etz their shahakol. Actually, I'm not sure. That's a good chakira. I'm not sure if they lose their status of being fruits to the point where you wouldn't have to take trumas and maestras, or they change just for the bracha. Actually, I have no idea. That's a good, I guess if you're doing bein, so that's what you would try to figure out, what the chakira is. Right, whether the fact that you say shahakal on them means that they're not fruits completely, and then therefore this mandomer would say, according to this learning over here, they would say, no, that they are actually fruits. Right? They're certainly chayiv in... All right, something to think about. Again, this according to this, for sure, you're chayiv in... to take trumas and maestras. Okay, fine. El mandomer tamri dezeka, but according to the guy who says that they're windswept dates... So, Vada and Chayiv, why would you definitely have to take trumas and maestras from these windswept dates that have fallen off the tree, right? So, they are, they're hefker and anew. They don't belong to anybody, right? We assume that fruit, that Paris and ocean fruit that fell off a tree, right, is hefker, right? Certainly no one's keeping that. It doesn't belong to the guy anymore. So, Lamaisa, you wouldn't have to take trumas and maestras. You don't have to take trumas and maestras if you don't own it. Things that are ownerless, you don't have to take trumas and maestras. So the Gemara says, "Achmayaskin and shasar and goren." No, the case is where you made it into like a bit of a pile. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, haleket shechav peya. Right, we know that the gifts that a farmer leaves for the poor people, so they are not chayv trumas and maestras. Right, they have a din of hefker. Shabbat if shasar and goren, if you make them into like a pile. So hufku lemeiser, that you need to bring meiser, take meiser from that. And Rashi writes again that what are the that's a dinder abana, that it looks like the poor person who has this pile of grain now looks like he has his own land and he's gathered his produce, and therefore to make sure people don't think that he's not giving trumas and meisers, maybe he acquired a small piece of land, so it's a lifnei not lifnei either, a maris ayin issue. So you would have to give meister, and that's why over here, according to that mandam, or says that Tamri Dezeka, that these fruits, that these Novlos Tamra are windswept dates, right? So that's why you would have to vada give meister if you did not give before, even though they look like they're hefker. All right, that's only if you pile them up. All right, Ikadamri Vaiter. Some people say the following: Bishlama l'man damar tamar dezeka. According to the guy who says that they are sun scorched dates, so hainu dehacha karle novos stam v'hasam karle tamra. Right, that's why we differentiate. That's why there's a difference. L'man damar bush de kamra nisni idi v'idi novos tamra o idi v'idi novos stam. But according to the guy who says windswept dates, what's the difference between here and over there? It just teach the same thing. Right, Rashi writes, "Novelos to demai tamri dezeka v'novelos to masnisin ukim the mebush dekamra." So, hainu the hachik karele novos tamra. Right, if you can tell me that they're over there, it's in our Mishnah. Right, we said kuli amalo pligi, that it's sun scorched dates. So, according to the guy who says it's windswept dates, so you understand why there's a different name in our Mishnah in that and the Mishnah in demai. But according to the Mandamar, who says that it's actually both of them are referring to sun-scorched dates, so why would Right, according to the guy who says that they're different, that they're windswept dates, so you understand the different names. But according to the guy who says that Novlos Tamara and Novlos are both sunscorched, so why would you call it something different? So the Gemara says Kasha. Okay. Hayu lefanav minin harbe. Let's say you had a lot of different minim in front of you. So we see the Mishnah says, Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda says, whatever, if you have one of the Shivas Aminim, you make a bracha. The Chachamim say you make a bracha on whatever you want. So the question is, what's the case? I think you could have a very litany of cases, and that's what the Gemara is going to run through. What are we talking about? Amar Ula. So Ula says, Machlokas Bishabir Hosein Shavos. The case is here, the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, is when you have two items that have the same bracha. They're both ha'eitz. The Rabbi Yehuda Savar min shiva adif. Rabbi Yehuda holds that shivas aminim are adif. Rabbanan Savre, and the Rabbanan hold min chaviv adif. Whatever you like better is adif. Right? If you have dates and apples, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, shivas aminim, dates come first. Well, you make the, not come first. You make the bracha on the dates. And according to the Chachamim, no, you want the apple better than the date, so you make the bracha goes on the apple. Aval b'she'in b'chosein shavin, but if you have two different brachas, so the very call, everybody holds mevar chozeh, v'chozer mevar chozeh. Obviously, you have two different brachas to make, and you know, you make one bracha on one, you go make a bracha on the other. Right? One bracha is not going to potter the other two. Good? So meisavei, I'll ask you a question. Hailufan of tznon v'zayis. Let's say you have a radish and an olive. So the Gemara, the Brisa says, Mavarach al tznon, poter says ice. You can say ha'adama on the radish, and that potters the olive. Unbelievable. So that seems to contradict what we just said. Zachamayaskinan, kshet tznon ikr. No, it's an ikr tofel situation. The radish is the ikr. Yeah, so Gemara says, Yehachi ema seifa, but what about the seifa of that? A Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mavarach al zayis, shet zayis, mikmin. Mimin Shiva, right? One second. According to that brisa, the hemshech is that Rabbi Yehuda says you make a bracha on the zayis instead of the radish because that's one of the shivas aminim. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Less late, Rabbi Yehuda haditnan. Does Rabbi Yehuda not hold of the following halacha? Kol shu ikar v'imu tafel mevalach al ikar v'potas atfela. If you're telling me that the case is that the radish is the ikar and the olive is the tafel, so why in the world did Rabbi Yehuda tell you to make a bracha on the tafel? If you tell me really that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that you don't make the bracha on the ikar and not the tafel, right? We know, I think, pretty fairly common knowledge that if you have two foods, one is ikar and one is tafel, so you make a bracha on the ikar. So Rabbi Yehuda, if you tell me that really Rabbi Yehuda really doesn't hold of that, the less light that he doesn't hold that, v'atanya, I'll prove to you it's not true. We learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im machmas tznon bo hazayis, if because of the radish came the olive, meaning if the olive is tafel to the radish, mevarach al tznon, poter says ayis. You could just make a bracha on the radish and the olive, you're a poter. So Rabbi Yehuda clearly says, like the first man da amar, in that hechatimtza, in that case, we just set up the brisa. So it can't be like that. So the Gemara says, no, you're actually, la'olam, really the case is, but tznon ikar askinan. Really the case is the radish is the ikar, and the ayis is the tafel. V'chi pligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, b'milchsach risi pligi. Really, the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan is something else entirely. V'chi suri mechsura. And the Brisa is missing some words. V'chi katani, and this is what it really means to say. Hayu lufan of tznon v'zayis, if you have a radish and an olive. Mavarach ala tznon upoter is the zayis. You can make a bracha on the radish and the pater is the zayis. B'med varam amurim, when does that apply? Kshas tznon ikar, when the radish is the ikar. Aval ain't it's not ikar, but if the radish is not the ikar, devriya kol mevarach hazeh v'chozer mevarach hazeh. Everybody agrees if the radish is not the ikar, so you make a bracha on one, then you make a bracha on the other. Right? Hadama and then hoitz. Ushnei minim ba'alma, and two regular stam minim, shebechoseim shavos, if they have the same bracha, let's say an apple and a date, mevarach al ezemein shiirtza. You make a bracha on whatever you want. That's the Rabbanan sheet in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mavarach al Hazayis, Hazayis mimin shiva. No, if one of those things is an olive and one of those things is not, so then you make a bracha on the olive because that's one of the shivas haminim. And that's exactly the Mishnah. It's exactly the machlokas that we recorded according to Ula in our Mishnah. Okay. Pliba, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Now we have a machlokas back to our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda. Again, we've been saying, we said one mahalach according to Ula. Another mahalach is as follows. Rabbi Yehuda said, again, kol shu min klola. Yesh b'neim min shiva, right? Rabbi Yehuda says if there's a shiva saminim, you make the bracha on that. The Chachamim say, mashachaviv, whatever you want best. That's when you make a bracha. So pliyibo Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Chad amar machlokes b'sh birchose and shavos. One of them says the machlokes is when the brachos are the same, i.e., exactly like lula. The Rabbi Yehuda Savar min shiva adif. Rabbi Rabbanan Savar min chaviv adif. Okay, so just like lula. Aval b'sh ein birchose and shavos. But if the bracha is not equal, so then divrei akom avar chazev chozem avar chazev. Right, exactly lining up like lula. But the other mandamar says, "Af b'she'in berchosei and shavos nami machlokes." Even when you have two different brachas, you have, let's say, a radish and an olive, so the machlokes still exists. The Chachamim would say, if you want the radish, you should make the bracha on the radish first. And Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, since you have a shevas aminim, you should make that first. So b'shlamo l'mandamar she'berchosei and shavos machlokes. According to the guy who says that the machlokas is when the brachos are equal. So shapir, that works out, right? We just talked about it. We just did that. That whole half amud, that works out totally fine. Elamanda amr b'she'in brachosein shavos. According to the guy who says that the brachos are not equal, pligi, but my pligi. What's the machlokas? Right? Rashi writes, havade lo miftri b'chada bracha. You're not going to be, you know, pottering both foods with one bracha. So what is the machlokas? So Rabbi Yirmiyah, well, we assumed, but Rabbi Yirmiyah explains that lahakdim, what comes first, the machlokas is simply what comes first. Dam Rav Yosef Yitim Rav Yitzchak, kol ham mukdam b'pasuk zeh mukdam lebracha. Because we see that there's an order of food, and not only there's an order of brachos, and not only is there an order of brachos, you see that in the list, and again, also stuff that we've learned when we're younger, perhaps, the list of the Shivas Haminim also has an order to it. That the ones listed first are more chashuv, and apparently at the end of the daf we're going to see that actually the ones that perhaps listed next to the word Eretz could also be more chashuv. But anyway, the pasuk says, famous pasuk, Eretz Chitah Sora, Gefen Utein Av Rimon, Eretz Zeis Shemen Utvash. Upliga de Rabbi Chanan, Amar Rabbi Chanan, call the pasuk Kulu L'Shi'urin. Rabbi Chanan says, no, that pasuk is not giving you an order for chashivus. That pasuk is giving me different shiurin. That pasuk is great because it has different shiur. All these different shiurin, these fruits are all used for different shiurin throughout the Torah. Nemar chita titnan. It says, what's chita? What's it called? Is that what? Right. So just to read Rashi, just to explain a little further. Right. Upliga to Rabbi Hanan. The Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Hamukdam Kodem Levracha, right? Amar Krala Shrach Eretz Yisrael Ba Sheish Paperes Hashem Chashuvin, right? The pasuk is coming to praise Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Poliga the Rabbi Chanan, the Amar Lo Ba Kosev Lo Dia Shvach Hashivus Haperos Atam Shalem El Shvach Hashel Eretz Yisrael. What's the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael? That Eretz Klita Sora Gefen Tener Rimon Sheish Paperot Sheshirei Torah Nitlan Bahem. Unbelievable, beautiful bracha that Kosh Baruch Hu gave us fruit. That help us define different shiurei Torah. That's the praise that the Torah that is giving it, Eretz Yisrael, that we have all these shiurim laid out for us. So now we're going to talk about what these shiurim are and what realm of halacha is shayach. Are these shiurim shayach? So the Zayish could probably guess, but the other ones, what is that? So chita, it's not like what is the Mishnah? Hanichnas la beis hamenuga. Beis hamenuga is a house that has tzaras. So the din is different halachos in terms of what becomes tamei or not. But let's read it, and then it'll become clear. The kalev aktefav, and his kalev meaning his clothing, aktefav or on his shoulder, v'sandalav v'tavosav biadav, and his sandals and his rings are in his hand, meaning he's holding his clothing or holding some clothing. Huvehin tamei miyad. Both of them are tamei immediately, because when you go into a house that has tzaras, so anything you and whatever you're carrying becomes tamei immediately. Let's say he's wearing his clothing and his sandals are on his feet and his rings are on his fingers. So hu tamei miyad, he is tamei right away, but the din is that's anything he's wearing, vehin tahorin ad sheyehei bikdei chilas pras, pas chitin. Anything you are wearing, the halacha is that they are only tamei when there's a kvius, when they stay in the room a little bit. Meaning, if you would walk in there, be like, ah, it's saras, and you jump out, so your clothing would not be tamei. What's the sheer of amount of time you have to stay in that house or that room that has saras? So it's the amount of time it takes to eat, paschitin, some bread, some wheat bread. Rashi writes, achilas pras is chatzikikar, half of a loaf. Okay, and Rashi, and again, paschitin, why not paschitin? And as Gemara says, lo pasorin, right? Excuse me, because bread flour, or I guess bread made from wheat flour, is eaten faster. So it's a faster shear, it's a finer bread, and you have that amount of time to eat half a loaf before your clothes become tame, a couple of minutes, I guess. Mesa of ochlen beliftan, if you're reclining and you're eating it with some sort of condiments. So basically you're sitting there, it's a couple of minutes, you're having some nice bread, that's the amount of time it takes before your clothing will become tame. Okay, what's se'ora? What about grain, barley? What shear is that? Tetnan etzem ke se'ora metame b'mago masa. A bone that's the size of a barley bean will be metame if you're holding it and carrying it. But ve'inu metame ba'ohel, but it will not be metame ba'ohel. We know that there's a din that if there's a dead body, rechman al-tzlan, in a room or in an ohel, and something overhangs it, so the tumah goes up and spreads throughout the entire area. So the size of anything that's the size of it has to be bigger than a sa'ora. A sa'ora will be metame something by touching it or carrying it, if someone who carries it, but not it will not be metame ba'ohel. That's halacha of Moshe Misinai. Okay, gefen, what's a gefen? K'dei revias yayin l'nazir, that's the amount of wine that a nazir is allowed to drink, up until, meaning more than that, he is chayiv. Interestingly, Rashi points out that the shear of wine and shear of water are not the same. A revias yayin and a revias water are not the same because they're not as dense. But okay, that's, I thought that was interesting, Rashi. But anyway, but a revias yayin is what a nazir is not allowed to drink. Te'ino, what about a date? K'gurgeres lahotzi shabbos. Right, that's the amount of, if you walk outside carrying something to be chayav for otzah on Shabbos, you need to be holding this, something the size of a grogeres, and that's the Gemara says on Shabbos that's a te'ina, sorry, a fig, that's not a date, that's a fig, a dried fig. Rimon, what's the size of a date? It's late. A rimon is a pomegranate, so what shear is that? The Mishnah says, in Kalim, clay balibatim, shi'urin kirimonim. The utensils of a balabais, the shear is like a rimon. What is that? So we know that if the Mishnah has explained over there that if you have, let's say, some sort of utensil, let's say some sort of box, cupboard or something something that you use for storing things. So obviously, when is it able to be mekabel tumah? When it's intact, when it works. If it doesn't work anymore, so then it is no longer, it loses its status of a kli, and it doesn't become tumah anymore. It either becomes tahor or it's not no longer mekabel tumah. So how big does the hole in this thing, in this box, let's say, have to be? So for a balabais, for a regular guy who's just, let's say, storing fruit or whatever it is, so the size has to be the whole of a rimon. So if you read Rashi, right, Nikev kishmotzi rimon tahor. If you can take a pomegranate out of the hole in this utensil, in this item, so then it is tahor. Finish that Rashi. Okay, right, the umanim might have a different shear, but for a balabais, yeah. Yeah, so that's the shear for a balava, for a utensil that's in the house, for a stam balavais. If the hole is smaller, then it's still functional as a kli, but if it's bigger, if it's a rimon, so then it is no longer considered a kli, and no longer be mekabel tumah. Eretz zeis shemen, what about the olive? Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Eretz shekol shiurea kezesim. That all of the shiurim, in terms of its shiurim, are kezesim. Gemara says, what do you mean, kol shiurea? Saga that not all of its shirim. Ever ha'ika hanach damran. All these that we just mentioned are not kizesim. Ella eres sharov shirim kizesim. Right, most of the shirim of the halachos that apply in Eretz Yisrael are kizesim. Rashi writes, gives examples: achilas chaylev dam nosar pigul. All right, anything that is some stuff shayach to eating. Right, machalas asuros. Right, things that are asur to eat. So that's a kizayis. Dvash, what's dvash? So we know that that's a tamar, that's a date. Kikoseves hagasa b'yom kippurim. That's the amount of food that you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Right? You're allowed to eat up to a date's worth. And a koseves, is a date. A koseves agasa is a big fat koseves. Okay. So we see that according to Rabbi Chanan, that pasuk is not talking about the shlach of Eretz Yisrael in terms of the order of fruit, or the great fruit. It's talking about the great shiurim that were given through produce in Eretz Yisrael. But according to the other man d'amar, who was it? It was Rabbi Yosef Yitim, Rabbi Yitzchak. Right, the pasuk, the order of the pasuk will tell you what is more important, and that's exactly what the machlokas is between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda as to which bracha to make first. Okay, v'idach. Now the other guy, so meaning according to the Madamar, who says that it's the order of brachos in this pasuk. So hani shurin behedya miksivi. Where do you get these shurim from? Right. So he holds elamid rabbanan v'kras machta ba'alman. Right. So those shurim are midar rabbanan, and they just use the pasuk as an esmachta. Okay. Vayter v'rachista Rav Amnuna havu yasvi b'sudasa. The Rav Chista and Rav Amnuna were sitting at a suda. Aisu kamayu tamri v'rimone. So they got some dates. They got some pomegranates. Shakol Rav Amnuna who baruch atamra bereisha. Rav Amnuna jumped out and made a bracha on the date. Well, as you know, Zeserim Dvas, Eretz Zeis Shemenu Dvash, that's the last one. So I'm there, Rav Chista, Lo Sfiril, and Mar Lahad Amar of Yosef, Yitim Rabbi Yitzchak, Kola Mukdam, Pasuk Zeh, Kodem Lavracha, right? Dates come last in the Shivas Haminim pecking order, right? Chita, Seora, Gefen, Teinav, Rimon, Eretz Zeis Shemenu Dvash, Dvash is last, comes after Rimon. Amar Lei, no, so he says, Zeh Sheni La'aretz, Vzeh Hamishi La'aretz. So, who was it? Who took the food? Sorry. Rav Chista, right. So Rav Amnuna said back to Rav Chista, no. It's not only the order in the Pasuk, it's the order of in how many spaces it is after the word Eretz. So the Pasuk is Eretz is Chitos, Ora, Gevin, Terina, Verimon, and that's the fifth one, right? But Eretz Zeis Shemenu Dvash. So Dvash comes two after Eretz, Rimon comes five, and therefore the date will come before the pomegranate. If only we could sit, if only I had feet of steel or legs of steel or whatever it was, and I could stand and listen to you and learn from you my entire life. Right? He was trying to praise him. Right? I would love to walk after you and learn your Torah. Okay. Itmar, it was said. Let's say they brought dates and grapes in the middle of a suda. Right, and Rashi explains that that you're going to be benching. It's a suda that you're having bread, and you're going to be benching. It's not to be eaten with the bread, but they just brought it out to the table stand. Amar Rav Huna, tunin bracha lefnei, ve'im tunin bracha l'acharei. You have to make a bracha before and not after, right? Because the benching will cover it. And Rashi writes, to lav tefillin, and who you need to make a bracha beforehand, because it's not a tufel to the bread, it's its own item. V'chein amar Rav Nachman, tunin bracha lefnei, ve'im tunin bracha l'acharei, same halacha. Rav Sheshes Amar, Rav Sheshes says, Tunim bracha bein lefneim bein lacharem. You need to make both bracha, before and after. You even need a bracha achrona. She'en lecha dover, she'ton bracha lefana, vein ton bracha la'acharav elapas, habav v'kisnin. Because the only thing that does not require bracha afterwards is pas, habav v'kisnin. Right, again, in the middle of a meal. Meaning the only thing that it does not need another bracha afterwards is this pasuk of kiznin. Again, that's a big machlokas rishonim as to what it is. Rashi writes it's like roasted grains, and Rabbi Chananel said it's like this pocket of, I think it's a pocketed bread, almost like pita, or something that, or maybe like a calzone that's stuffed with like, I think rice, not rice, something sweet, fruit. It's like a pie almost, yeah, it's like a pie. Anyway, it's a big machlokas. That's, according to Rabbi Sheshes, that's the only thing that's going to get pottered. Otherwise, everything else is going to need a bracha achrona. Upligid Rabbi Chia, the Amar Rabbi Chia, pas poteres kol mine maicho. Rabbi Chia disagrees with this and says, no, bread will pater everything, right? Before or after. Regardless, anything you bring in the middle of the Suda, the bread will pater it. V'yayin poter kol mine mashkin. And wine will pater all different types of drinks. Amar Rav Papa, and Rav Papa says, Hilchasa, the halacha is, Dvarma boi machmas asuda, besocha suda. Anything that comes because of the suda in the middle of the suda, right? Rashi writes lafes bahem esapas. Anything you're going to eat with the bread, so ain't tunim bracha l'lefneim l'acharem. Nothing. You're not making a bracha before and after. But shalom machmas asuda betofa suda. But if it's not coming because of the suda and you eat it in the middle, so then tunim bracha l'lefneim, ain't tunim bracha l'acharem. then you don't need to make a bracha afterwards. You do need to make a bracha before. La'achar asuda, but after your suda, so then tunim bracha ben lefneim ben lacharayim, you need to eat, make a bracha before or after. Shaulu as ben zoma, they asked ben zoma mipnei ma amru dvar ma'boy machmas asuda b'sof asuda inim tunim bracha lefneim ben lacharayim. He said, why is that? Why is the halacha that things that come because of the suda, in the middle of the suda, don't need a bracha before or after? Samar lahem, ho pas potron, potrason. Because the bread is what is potters them. Ihachi, if that's true, so yain nami niftere. So why shouldn't, niftere pas, why shouldn't the wine be potered by the bread as well? Shiny ayin, he said, de goyim bracha la'atzmo. Right? Because wine requires a bracha on its own. So then Rashi explains, "Bekama makomus hubam of archan alav avol pishal otz hayu tzrichin l'shtiyoso." Wine is interesting because wine, we make a bracha on it, even though you don't necessarily need to drink it. You don't want to drink it by havdala, by kiddush, right? You don't necessarily, you make a bracha on the wine by a wedding, by a bris, right? Even though you don't really necessarily need the bracha. You see that wine is chashuv, and therefore the bread will not pater the wine. Okay, obviously a lot of halacha lamaisa to delve into over here. But that's the quick daf, and we go weiter in Shas tomorrow. It's a shame.